reason why what I said was wrong. And to try to bring up every attack, every hurt, every slight, anything you think you've gone through to say, that's not true. That's called a defense against the truth. That's what the course calls that. It's a minute after you hear something loving, then you come up with all the reasons why they can't be true. That's the plan of the fearful mind to stay in charge of your life. So in the beginning, you have to hear things you don't necessarily see or believe yet. Isn't that wonderful? So let me tell you something you don't believe every week. Let me tell you something you want to believe every week. You don't have to believe the ideas. So I'm available for one-on-one personal sessions. They're usually $1 million, but I have a special going. They're 100. But you're worth much more than that. Wednesday class, 12 noon. Another Thursday class at 7 o'clock.
Forgot where you were, huh?
And we'll be speaking this morning at, not this morning. I'm getting a whole new relationship to time. I'm going to be speaking this morning. I want y'all to all come. I'll be speaking Sunday morning, 11 o'clock service. Love to see you here. We have a breakfast with a real chef that comes on Sunday morning before I speak and picks a great breakfast on a love offering basis and serve it from 9:30 to 10:30. So you might want to come and check it out. There's an awesome prosperity class that David is doing 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Those of you who like to increase your prosperity consciousness.
And we might say that the chef is also the same color as white.
That's exactly right. So I guess to add a little soul to the breaths. Okay, this is the closing meditation. Now I can take you on a little trip if you just close your eyes a little bit just for a minute. It's just focusing on the music and the sound of my voice. And remember to tell yourself something loving. So remember, only love is strong. Only love is strong because love is undivided. When you're strong, you don't attack because you don't see any need to. Before the idea of attacking into your mind, you must have seen yourself as weak. And because you saw yourself as weak, you believed that that attack was effective. And your mind said, I don't see myself as equal to others, so I need to equalize the situation. And since I feel weak and weakened by what somebody else did to me, I'm going to also judge and attack so I can equalize the situation. That's why you must recognize that you are still strong. It's really important to the restoration of your sanity, for the restoration of your peace. It's important that you tell yourself tonight that you are still strong. Don't hesitate to tell yourself tonight, you are still very strong. That you tell yourself tonight, you are still very strong. Tell yourself tonight, I am still very strong. And although you have attacked yourself, maybe you've said some unloving things to yourself about yourself, but it has had no effects on who you really are. Nothing has really truly happened. So you haven't done anything if it's not stopping you now. You haven't done anything if it's not stopping you now. You haven't had anything done to you if it's not stopping you now. It must not really have been the thing you thought it was if it's not stopping you now. It must not have really hurt you or attacked you if it's not stopping you now. If you're here right now, if you're powerful right now, if you're sitting here right now, whatever you went through in the past, you survived it. Whatever you went through in the past, you survived it. Whatever I went through in the past, I survived it. Whatever I went through in the past, I survived it. Whatever you went through in the past, you survived it. survived it. Whatever you went through in the past, you survived it. You're still strong. Whatever you went through in the past, you survived it. You are still strong. So don't use the present to project the past into the future anymore. Don't use the present to project the past into the future anymore. Don't use the present to project your past into the future anymore. In this present, claim your power. Claim your power by acknowledging that you are still strong.
Yeah.
God bless you. I'll see you next time.
Wow.
Can we give it up to our brothers and sisters in the room?